So it might sound utterly bizarre.
Was this a cow story?
Ooh.
You know,
so odd is that when you said utterly, I thought that too.
That is, but we're probably wrong.
No,
we're right.
Cows in one Russian republic are being given handmade bras made of fur. Because Yakutia is the official coldest place in the northern hemisphere.
Uppity cows.
Are they distributing ice cream? Or, I mean, what?
I don't know. Let's Google Y-A-K-U-T-I-A.
Y-A-K-U-T-I-A.
Yeah.
Yakutia, Russia.
That's right.
Yeah, be careful, Chase.
Yeah.
What that'll bring up.
Yeah, Yakutia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so what does it say about it?
It's big.
Huh?
Big.
It's big. Does it have a Wikipedia page?
What it used to be.
I'm on it right now.
What it used to be?
Don't
know, huh?
The Soviet Empire.
used to be Snook.
Yeah.
Change her name.
Anyway.
On April 27, 1922, former Yakutsk Oblast was proclaimed the Yakut ASSR, although in fact the eastern part of the territory, including the city of Yakutsk, was controlled by the White Russians. Really?
Those are delicious.
Yeah.
Well, early in the evening. Yeah. Later on, it's not. But Yakutsk, I mean, I used to win that what was that world domination game?
Risk
all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Ukraine is not weak.
But I never.
That's why I always lost because there is no Yakut.
Never put a lot of armies in there.
Their ethnic groups are 49.9% Yakuts, 38% Russian, 2% Ukrainians.
Oh boy, there.
2.2% Evinks.
Uh huh.
And then 1.6% Evens.
Okay.
And then 0.9% Taters.
Taters?
I bet that's Tatars, but I want to believe that it's Taters.
You have Ron White over there?
Yeah.
That's it. Billy Bob. Yeah,
Tater
Billy
salad.
Bob, yeah. So go back to like the third group.
Ukrainians?
No, the next one.
Evinks?
Evinks. I mean, up until this instant, I don't know that I'd ever heard of Evinks.
I've never heard of Evinks or Evens.
And, you know, how many of them are there?
Are the Evinks odd?
Yeah.
Because then you'd have odds and evens.
It would. I understand. Those are odd Evinks we're dealing with. All right, enough of this. So it's because it's the coldest place in the northern hemisphere.
They're putting fur bras on the
cows. They are. And with it sometimes reaching, 65 below.
That's cold.
Yes, it is. Some farmers have taken to producing handmade bunny fur accessories for their animals. The bunnies probably don't like that.
As long as it's not their hand making them.
Yeah, only because I'm gonna throw you a hanging curveball here.
Thank you.
The most important facilities of higher education include Yakutsk State University.
Of course, 22.
Oh yeah, that travel's gonna be pricey.
How bet the band ain't going on that one?
they'll start bussing today.
Because if you charter in, you're gonna have to bus someplace. Yeah. I mean, it's.
And after all, Russian charter is what you never want to hear in your aviation itinerary. Exactly.
Anyway, the bras consist of a rabbit fur pouch for the udders, which is held in place with straps. So.
Who gets to put those on?
I don't know.
And do the cows resist this procedure?
Wouldn't you?
Once again, really? Depends on who's putting them on.
Put yourself in a cow hoop for a while.
Wow. Yeah.
Mason.
Oh. Who would want to have a
walking one?
I don't know. Would you?
That's right.
Yeah. It's a simple question, I guess.
Yeah. We are off and running.
There we go.
I guess so. I mean, don't they have to be sized for the cow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, I believe.
It's not like a universal udder.
Hi, this is Danny Morchat with Black Box Strength and Conditioning. This past summer, my wife and I decided to update our home with new windows. I knew we couldn't go another summer with our old wood windows. I saw some new windows at a friend's house that looked great. I asked him who had installed them, and he said Schulte. Now, I knew Schulte for quality and experience in roofing, but I had no idea they also installed windows. So I called Aaron over at Schulte. Aaron educated updated us on the different options and efficiency of the windows. He told us about the warranties, he explained the installation process, and even talked to us about how Schulte could save us money and lower our electric costs. I got a full quote later that day that spelled out everything. They did not just pull out our windows and put in new ones. They made sure it looked and functioned perfectly from the inside out. They made sure to keep our home clean and neat. Schulte worked around my schedule and made sure it was convenient for me and my wife. Now we enjoy our beautiful windows and have a local, reputable company standing behind their work. I would strongly recommend Schulte Roofing to anyone wanting to update the efficiency and beauty of their home.
News Talk 1620 WGAW. It's 6:19.
It's Friday the 13th, and happy birthday to you on today, if it's your birthday or if it's this weekend, okay? TV personality Nick Clooney, that would be George's daddy, is 78 years old today. Yeah. Comedian Rip
Taylor. He was a newsman.
Was he really?
Yeah, in Cincinnati, I want to say.
Okay.
Anyway.
There you go. Rip Taylor, the comedian. He's the guy with all the funny hair that...
You'll get home and think about this, and you'll laugh!
Yeah. Yeah, that's where Scott got that.
Yeah, there exactly. Yeah.
Is 78 years old today. Billy Gray, remember him from Father Knows Best?
Sure.
He was the number two child. He's 74.
Bud,
yeah, 74 years old today.
Bud is 74.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really? Golly.
Get some oatmeal for Bud.
Golly. Oh, he not only has his driver's license now, he has a handicap plaque, you know?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Richard Mall from Night Court,
Bull
is 69 years old.
And what else?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Matter of fact, the picture that shows up on my screen here still has him in his Night Court clothes, you know?
That's what I mean.
They hadn't even taken a picture of him in the last 20 years.
Let's see what Richard Mull has been up to. Here, just real quickly, because we don't have time for this, but we really do. Born Charles Richard Mull in Pasadena.
Texas?
No.
No.
Career? That's pretty much
career?
It. That's
Bull.
Pretty much.
Period.
Pretty much it.
Yeah. Let's see. He was a checker at Howard's.
He appeared in.
Then he appeared on Night Court.
He appeared in The Flintstones and Casper Meets Wendy, both TV spinoffs.
Casper went to a fast food restaurant?
I don't know. He also was the voice of Devil Hulk in the 2005 video game Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction.
Oh,
good.
Somebody had to be.
Paid $100 for that.
That's it.
Plus royalties.
Yeah. He calls himself a voice artist now.
Ah, there you go.
Okay.
He must have gotten uglier.
Yeah.
There you go.
Boy, he didn't have far to go.
No. Okay. So Richard Mull is 69. Yeah. So, you know, go ahead, take the day off if you want. It's up to you. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is 51 years old today. Of course, she's Elaine on Seinfeld. And what, she tried another show. Is it still
yes,
on?
Yes, it did pretty well. I mean, the New Christine or something.
New Adventures of Old Christine.
Right, New Adventures of Old Christine. Yeah, there you go. Drummer Fred White of Earth, Wind, and Fire is 57 years old today. Country singer Trace Atkins turns 50. Actress Penelope Ann Miller is 48 years old. Patrick Dempsey, of course, he's Grey's Anatomy. He's
Dr. Dreamy.
Dr. McDreamy. He's 46 years old today. Keep going. Nicole Eggert from Baywatch and Charles in Charge is 40 years old. And actor Orlando Bloom turns 35 years old. And that's all I got for today.
Penelope Ann Miller. All right, here we go. Moving on to Saturday.
Saturday. Oh, God, wait.
By the way, the Miss America pageant is going to be held tomorrow night.
God, I'm looking here. Dead.
Hollywood in Las Vegas.
Really?
Atlantic City said, what did we ever do to you?
There you go. Faye Dunaway will be 71 years old tomorrow. That'd be
Bonnie. Hang
I was thinking, you know, getting shot up as Bonnie, but there you go. LL Cool J will be 44 years old. Actor Jason Bateman from Silver Spoons will be 40.
Oh, and so much more.
Oh,
really,
Arrested
Development.
Really,
yeah.
Yeah, will be 43 years old. That's all I got for tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Horrible.
You're kidding.
Well, I just work with one list on the weekend.
Oh,
so
okay. Jack Jones. Jack Jones, the aforementioned from yesterday.
Oh, I forgot that he was still with us.
74 years old. And Ole Miss distinguished alumnus Shepard Smith will be 48 on Saturday.
There you go. Coming up on Sunday, just got three. Charo.
Coochie
girl will be 61 years old. Chad Lowe, the actor, will be 44. And Drew Brees, New Orleans Saints quarterback, Austin Westlake, and wouldn't come to Texas or A&M, but he'll be 33 years old on Sunday.
Okay, Eddie Cahill's 34. There's some interesting anniversaries of things that happened, however, this weekend, and we don't ever talk about that. Mm-hmm. But 60 years ago, tomorrow, the Today Show premiered. 60 years ago. In 1973, on this date, the Super Bowl, where the Miami Dolphins beat the Redskins and were the first and only team to end the season undefeated. The Simpsons, if you'll remember them, a TV show that I think is still with us. They premiered on the Fox TV network in 1990.
And propped it up.
And did, yes, that's true. And on Sunday is the anniversary of the first ever Super Bowl. Mm. That was in 1967, boys and girls.
Now, was that the Super Bowl or the NFL Championship?
Well, the NFL Championship.
The AFL-NFL Championship.
Right.
Game. Yep. The
right.
Green Bay Packers beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and it was three that's years right. ago on Sunday. U.S. Airways Flight 1549. Remember that?
Was that in Washington?
No, no, Sully.
Oh, Sully. Oh, okay.
Sully, yeah.
Yeah, Sully.
Yeah, U.S.
Landed
Airways.
On the river.
Yeah.
Three years ago, huh?
Yeah, that 3 years ago. And actually, as a matter of fact, you mentioned that today is, I believe, the anniversary of what you're thinking about, which was when the Air Florida airplane crashed into the Potomac. So there you are. All right, 624.